So that's a bit about the Theotokos and the Passia. So now let's do a little bit of From Holy Week, and then that's probably okay. So let's go move along to Holy Week. There is a lot of good music, very beautiful music. We'll start with Trubachov. With the wise thief, who will be page 23. Okay, and I wanted to do this in the Russian tradition. This is now we're on the reading of the 12 Gospels on Holy Thursday evening. In the Mediterranean and the South Slav tradition, the highlight, so to speak, of this service is the 15th antiphon. Today, he who hung the earth upon the waters hangs upon the cross. And it's very vivid because it may be a case that the priest will actually carry the cross from the altar and set it in the center of the church. There is this tradition that you can, and then the body of Christ can even be removed. Father Basil Rhodes does this in Saratoga. That he carries the cross out, the crucifix out, in the 15th antiphon, he places it in the middle of the church. The next afternoon, when during the gospel it's reading and Jesus was taken down from the cross, he actually can take the icon of Christ off the cross, and he wraps it in a shroud, and then he takes that into the altar, and then it comes back as the epitaphium. And I've heard in places also that the arms can, not in Saratoga, but the arms can come down to wrap Jesus. So that's a real high point in the South Slavic and the Mediterranean worlds. The high point in the Russian, the Northern Slavic worlds, is the wise thief, the Razbojnika. And Bishop Tikhon in L.A., when I was there, whenever that was, 20-plus years ago, he used to tell the story. He said, your service starts at 7. And the people would call up and say, Avladika, what time is Razbojnika coming? What time does the wise thief arrive? Because the service is so long, particularly the first gospel is like 15 to 20 minutes long. People would time to come to their favorite part, which was, it's like when I went to Holy Trinity when I was about 19, 20, I went to Holy Trinity, and it was very Russian at that time. And there was a lady, very nice lady, Mrs. Groza, and she used to arrive every week for liturgy just before the Our Father. I don't know how she did it. I mean, we must have been so regularized that she knew exactly. And then one week she arrived at the beginning of the liturgy, and it's like, we just thought, there was disarray in the church because it was just, you know, she made her entrance at a completely different time. Well, Razbojnika, the wise thief, is really a moment. And why I wanted to do this Slavonic version is because this is a composition of Helen Bennigsen, Father Lawrence's godmother. Father George, her husband, is my godfather. The Bennigsens lived in that little house over there, I think, in the early 90s, certainly. I think Father George passed away in 1993 on Transfiguration. And there's a Russian tradition that there's a soloist is the thief, okay? And even in Stalin's time, I mean, we're getting a lot of Stalin's time here today, a very famous tenor, Kozlovsky, who was a church person, he wasn't sent away because if you were so famous and so well-known, you could go to church because, I mean, what could they do? I mean, the whole world would know if they carted you away. And he was the famous, he would sing this, I think on the Odinka in the Joy of All Who Sorrow Church. And there are recordings of it. And it's the same with Anna Akhmatova, you know, a world-famous poet. What can they do? I mean, you know, they took her, they killed her son, but they couldn't put her away. But I want to sing this because Matushka Helen has written a solo for Father George, and since he was the priest in this church at the end of his life, I thought I would just give you a little bit of his moment. I better do it at the correct pitch. Matushka was very serious about these kind of things. And the people in Saratoga who heard him do it said it was the most amazing thing, because she would have the previous piece pitched exactly so that he would know, you know, where to come. Разбойника благого зумного в едином часе рая висподобились Господи. Then the choir picks up and repeats. В едином часе и мене древом крестным просети, спаси меня. Спаси меня. The low bass is finishing, which I can't do. Now we'll sing it as we sing it in our church and say it again. This is by Lisitsyn, a priest. Very good composer who disappeared at the time of the revolution. Let's do it in E minor.